Harmonia, the ancient word for the union of melody and harmony and the music of the spheres. I'm Angela Mariani, inviting you to join me for the next hour as today's performers of medieval, Renaissance, and Baroque music bring to life the music of the distant past. The world of early music has many personalities, to say the least. Of the names that stand out, John Eliot Gardner is one of distinction. Jiggy, as he's also sometimes affectionately known, has had a long and varied career spanning over four decades. On Harmonia this week, we'll look at his accomplishments as well as a new recording of LeClaire's violin sonatas by Simon Standage. Partial support for this edition of Harmonia comes from Goldberg Magazine, an international magazine of early music, with subscriptions available on the web at goldbergweb.com. A loud and exuberant motet by Heinrich Schütz, with a quiet moment in the middle, performed by the Monteverdi Choir, English Baroque Soloists, and His Majesty's Sackbuts and Cornets, all under the direction of John Elliott Gardiner, the inimitable English conductor with whom the first two ensembles have always been associated. Of the many names in the world of early music, John Elliott Gardiner stands out in a number of ways for his leadership, interpretations, and vision. Founded in 1964, the Monteverdi Choir was formed by John Elliott Gardiner while still an undergraduate at Cambridge University. Known also by the nickname Jiggy, he quickly made a reputation for himself and the choir. For over 40 years now, he has maintained the ensemble on an international stage with varied repertoire from the Renaissance to the 20th century. Of the many composers whose music he's championed, Henry Purcell may be one he holds special affection for. We'll hear the last part of Purcell's King Arthur as recorded by Gardiner in the mid-1980s.
You say 'tis love creates the pain of which so sadly you complain, and yet would fain engage my
not my passion makes my care, but your indifference gives despair. The last is sun, the last is sun, begets no spring. Till gentle shall assistance bring. So love that scorches and destroys, till kindness hates, can cause no choice.
Love has a thousand, 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 thousand ways to please. Love has a thousand, 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 thousand ways to please, but no more to
God makes amends for all the torment that attends. Let us love, let us love to happiness haste, 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 haste. Let us love. Love to happiness, haste, 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 haste. Age and wisdom come to pass. Youthful love is God's design. Youthful love in God's design. I'll be constant, you'll be
God. You'll be constant.
We've heard the last part of Purcell's opera King Arthur, performed by the Monteverdi Choir and English Baroque soloists under the direction of John Elliott Gardner. Welcome back to Harmonia. We're taking a look back at the career of conductor John Elliott Gardner. Nearly 15 years after the founding of the Monteverdi Choir, Gardner created a second ensemble, the English Baroque Soloists, a period chamber orchestra designed to accompany large-scale works involving the choir. Included in the numerous collaborations they've had over the years, none was more memorable than the Bach Cantata Pilgrimage of the year 2000. The pilgrimage commemorated the 250th anniversary of Johann Sebastian Bach's death with performances of all of his 198 sacred cantatas. It was accomplished throughout that year in over 60 European churches, ambitious to say the least.
Auf Gott steht meine Zuversicht.
We heard pieces from John Elliott Gardner's Bach Cantata Pilgrimage of 2000. These live performances were recorded in Bremen, Germany, and Santiago de Compostela in Spain. You're listening to Harmonia, a program of early music that comes to you from the studios of WFIU at Indiana University. Partial support for Harmonia comes from Penco Incorporated of Bedford, Indiana. Partial support also comes from Early Music America, publisher of Early Music America magazine, on the web at www.earlymusic.org. I'm Angela Mariani. This week on Harmonia, we're listening to recordings by John Elliott Gardiner and the English Baroque soloists. Gardiner has also ventured into strictly instrumental music. One of the most memorable was a recording of Mozart's piano concertos with fortepianist Malcolm Bilson. The collaboration turned out to be very special, since a complete recording of these pieces had yet to be done on period instruments.
Thank you. Thank you.
We heard the first movement of Mozart's Piano Concerto No. 19 in F major, performed by soloist Malcolm Bilson and the English Baroque soloists under the direction of John Elliott Gardner. On Harmonia this week, we're looking at the accomplishments and recordings of conductor John Elliott Gardner. A third ensemble was formed by Gardner in 1990. Looking towards the future in period performance, he created an orchestra to tackle post-18th century repertoire, and thus the Orchestre Révolutionnaire et Romantique was born. A recent CD of violin concertos shows the unique perspective with which Gardner interprets later repertoire. We'll hear violinist Victoria Mulova and the orchestra perform the final movement of Mendelssohn's Violin Concerto in E minor, directed by none other than John Elliott Gardner.
Thank you.
The final movement of Mendelssohn's Violin Concerto in E minor, played by violinist Victoria Molova and the Orchestre Révolutionnaire et Romantique, directed by John Elliott Gardner. Our new release this week on Harmonia features the violin music of Jean-Marie Leclerc. Baroque violinist Simon Standage is accompanied at the harpsichord by Nicholas Parle. The CD also includes additional works for solo harpsichord by some of Leclerc's contemporaries. We'll hear the final two movements, Sarabanda and Tambourine, from Leclerc's Sonata in D Major, Opus 9, No. 3.
Thank you.
Sarabanda and Tambourine, the last two movements of Jean-Marie Leclerc's Sonata in D Major, Opus 9, No. 3, performed by violinist Simon Standage and harpsichordist Nicholas Parl from a new CD on the Chandos label called An Excess of Good Taste. Harmonia is a production of WFIU and comes from Indiana University. More information at harmonia.indiana.edu. Additional resources come from the Early Music Institute and the Thomas Binkley Archive of Early Music Recordings at the Indiana University Jacobs School of Music. Technical support for Harmonia comes from KOHM at Texas Tech University in Lubbock, Texas. The writer for this edition of Harmonia was Bernard Gordillo. Listeners who enjoy Harmonia may also enjoy WFIU's Ether Game musical mini-quiz, available for download at wfiu.org with a click on the podcast button. Special thanks to WFIU studio engineer Mike Pashkash and our staff, Carrie Boyce, Emily Blackley-McCord, Luann Johnson, and Scott Witzke. Harmonia's executive producer is Christina Kuzmich, and I'm Angela Mariani, inviting you to join us again for the next edition of Harmonia.